I Am the Bread by Deacon Evan G. Whittick. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. In today's short gospel, in the 6th chapter of John, it is mentioned that Jesus is the bread from heaven 4 times. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews disputed how Jesus could be from heaven because they knew his parents to be Joseph and Mary of Nazareth. Many people who disputed with Jesus or did not believe him were bound by their senses, what they knew by means of what they saw with their eyes. There was no way this 33-year-old man from Nazareth was from heaven. In John's Gospel, Jesus has 7 I am sayings. Jesus tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He says, I am the gate to heaven. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the vine. You are the branches. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the bread from heaven. Do you believe this? Decide today that what Jesus says about himself is true and worthy of belief. If you need faith, ask for it. Jesus told the Jews, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. Jesus was saying, dudes, I'm way past 30 years old. Open your hearts to see who is standing in front of you. When he said, I am, he was hinting at his divinity. The scribes, the priests, and the Pharisees knew well what Jesus meant, but they could not believe their ears or their eyes. Are we bound by what we see? They were thinking on a purely human level, a natural level. Jesus was speaking of supernatural realities. St. Francis wrote a letter to his entire order, and it stated, Let everyone be struck with fear. Let the whole world tremble, and let the heavens exult when Christ, the Son of the living God, is present on the altar in the hands of a priest. O admirable heights and stupendous dignity! O sublime humility! O humble sublimity! That the Lord of the universe, God and the Son of God, so humbles himself that for our salvation he hides himself under the little form of bread. Look, brothers, at the humility of God and pour out your hearts before him. Humble yourselves as well, that you may be exalted by him. Therefore, hold nothing of yourselves for yourselves, so that he who gives himself totally to you may receive you totally. Jesus is in the host. If you don't believe it, what good will it be to you? You would insult Jesus if you received him in Holy Communion, but treat him as if he were not there. Better not to receive him than insult him and sin against his holy body and blood. When I say I am a Catholic, I am saying I believe in Jesus Christ and all his teachings and all the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. We tend to focus on the bread at communion time because we can see it and taste it and feel it. We need to remember what Jesus said. I am the bread from heaven. It is Jesus from heaven that we receive. It is the Son of God, the Word of God, light from light, and true God from true God that we receive. Oh, my people, love Jesus. Love God in the Eucharist. It's Him. It's really Him. Holy Communion is God. Who are we that God from God should come to us? What mystery is this, that unlimited power and might should be so simple in our sight? Unlimited grace disguised as a wafer. If we need more faith, let us imitate the saints and how they felt about Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. St. John Vianney said, "If there was a better gift than the Eucharist, God would have given it to us." God gives us Himself. There is nothing better than God. Let us pray with St. John Vianney. Oh, my God, come to me so that you may dwell in me and I may dwell in you. May we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. This communion prayer is by Venerable Fulton J. Sheen. So we say to the Lord, really, this is my body, this is my blood. All that I am, my body, my blood, my intellect, my will, all of my desires, intentions, and motivations, all that I am substantially are now thine. I die with thee. Divinize them, transubstantiate them, change them so that I am no longer mine, but thine. Oh, the species of my life, the mere accidents, what I do in my life, my peculiar duties, let them remain. They are only the appearances. But what I am in my essential relationship to thee, make that divine. I die with thee, O Christ, on Calvary. Saint Ignatius wrote a beautiful prayer. Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will, all that I have and can call my own. You have given it all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with me what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. Your love and your grace is enough for me. One day, after receiving Holy Communion, I asked Jesus, Lord, how do I work for the bread that lasts for eternity? What do I do? Jesus answered, believe in me. Trust in me. Believe that the Father sent me. Believe that I love you, forgive you, redeem you, and renew you. Follow me. Be in me, and I will be in you. Believe me, receive me, and live and die for me. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. We need to pray daily to the Father to give us Jesus, the bread from heaven. We need to remember Jesus as we eat our daily bread. We should hunger for God every day of our lives and ask God to fill us with His goodness every day. Let us walk daily with our God and daily receive Jesus into our hearts and minds. Let us be consumed by God and drop the pebble of our existence into the ocean of God's omnipresence. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Let Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have a profound effect upon our lives, so that we might have a profound effect upon this world. Sometimes I'll drive to my daughter's house and watch her daughters, Elizabeth Rose and Anne Marie Grace. When I open the door and walk in, they both shout, "Papa!" and run to hug me. Of course, I am a happy, grinning papa. Today, when God enters your heart, run up to Him like a little child and proclaim, "My Jesus, my God, so happy to see you." And give Jesus a big hug with your heart, and then say, "Can we play?"